KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In the TV business, the moment that kicks off the production week is the table reading, when the cast and writers and assorted studio and network executives gather to hear the script read aloud for the first time. There are good table readings and bad table readings and mostly okay sort of table readings, but there are occasionally really awful table readings when the only rational response is to walk slowly back to the writer's room and come up with something entirely different. This has happened to me once or twice, and one time a young writer on staff broke the morbid silence with a sudden burst of genius. "What if we did this?" she said, and she proceeded to pitch out a terrific story with a couple of great act breaks and a very funny resolution, and we were all thrilled and energized and ready to work, and she was beaming and sure that her career was on the fast track, and then someone remembered that what she had pitched was pretty much an exact replica of an old Dick Van Dyke show, which, you know, happens. I mean, it's hard to remember what you've forgotten, right? But she was mortified and embarrassed and apologetic until she realized that we didn't really care. I mean, a Dick Van Dyke Show episode is a great place to start when you're coming back to the room after a terrible table reading and with a few updates and twists and a married couple that actually sleep in a double bed rather than two twins separated by a bedside table. It's a very firm foundation for a modern story. When in trouble, look to the past masters. That, in a way, is the thinking behind the current revival of two phenomenally successful and long-gone series of the late 1980s and 1990s, Roseanne and Will and Grace. It's as if the comedy development teams of the two networks involved, NBC and ABC, came back to the room after a disastrous table reading and some smart young executive started pitching great stuff from the past, and instead of getting fired, everyone in the room thought, yeah, why not? And to me, anyway, those were great shows. They were different shows, fresh, broadly appealing. And if you accept the premise that broadcast TV is in trouble, or at least has had a few very bad table readings under its belt, then the right thing to do is to look to the past masters. But I guess the question is, why is broadcast TV in trouble? And I think it's because, in many ways, it forgot the broad part of broadcasting. For the past decade or two, the big TV networks have been chasing smaller and presumably richer slices of the audience, sort of what cable and streaming do these days. And the problem with trying to hit a smaller target is it's easier to miss. I mean, that's why the little dot in the center of the dartboard gives you the most points, because it's so little and hard to hit. People in the TV business, all over the business, from production to studio to network to eventually, I think, shareholders, they've all been asking themselves and each other the same question over lunch or in passing, but always with the same kind of puzzlement. And it's this: how can all of this television, all of these shows getting small shares of the audience, all of these unwatched premium cable series and sparsely streaming content, how is all of it paid for? How is all of it going to sustain itself when it's all aimed at tiny and specific segments of the audience? When it's all got to hit the bullseye each and every time? Broadcasting, at least in the old days of Will and Grace and the Dick Van Dyke Show, was all about reaching a big audience, having a broad appeal. There was something honest about that kind of television, mostly because the people involved didn't flatter themselves that they were somehow capable of narrow casting and fine targeting a specific audience. They just wanted to get people in the tent and deliver them a fantastic show. When in doubt, go back to the masters. So maybe broadcasting is coming back. And that's it for this week. Next week, we run out of money for KCRW. This is Rob Long.